I'll be quick. Thank you very much for putting in this much time and staying this late.
If you could just reiterate your name and where you're from.
Yes, I'm Doug Hitchcocks. I'm the as background, I'm the staff naturalist for Maine Audubon. I'm speaking today, especially in light of some of the other testimony I've heard, kind of as a private citizen. My connection with Maine Audubon goes back to my parents. You heard my father speak earlier. Monhegan was a place that drew me because of the birds there. It's an amazing draw. I think it's important to note, especially because of who we heard talk before, I went to the University of Maine. I've stayed in Maine. There are plenty of jobs here beyond new industry that's being created. If you look at the jobs we have around work in biology in Maine, a lot of those are tied to the seabird islands that we have in the Gulf of Maine. There's definitely going to be an impact to those birds if you're putting these barriers in between the islands that they're both spending the entire summer nesting on and what they're migrating to and from. Certainly the impacts of them possibly colliding. You can look at the studies that I've seen birds going off course. It's well documented that birds are flying around turbines to avoid them. But when you're talking about small warblers, these little 5-inch birds that are relying on a few grams of fat that they've put on, going a little extra distance out of their way could really be the matter of life or death for these species. It's certainly been a place that's really important to me. Watching whales moving past the east side of the island, where you can sit out on some of the tallest, most scenic cliffs. Northern right whale is a species that we know moves across the Gulf of Maine. Boat trips we lead going out to see them. 524 of those whales are left. Only 3 calves were found from the winter population. That is a steep decline that's being seen, and it's just kind of devastating to think that we could lose, you know, this incredibly iconic species that's coming to the Gulf of Maine looking for a food source that we don't know how it will be impacted. So, as has been stated before, I would strongly encourage a new, better environmental impact statement be done. The earlier environmental assessment is really not relevant to the new scale of this project at all, and I see that I'm about up with my time, so I'll end there.
Yes, you are, and thank you for your testimony. Seeing no questions, we'll move on to Michael Ann Rosenzweig from Brunswick, and I guess she's still not here, so Dan Riley.